This week, we've been talking with comedians and how they approach the complicated topic of race in America. Today, we conclude with Bernie Mac. Mac did stand-up comedy on the HBO series Def Comedy Jam and in the original Kings of Comedy concert film. Now he has a hit sitcom that bears his name on the Fox Television Network. If you want to stay on Bernie Mac's good side, you don't dare call him a successful black comedian. He says his work is meant to have a universal appeal, much like Dick Van Dyke or Ray Romano, other TV dads who mine for laughs by pulling back the curtains so Americans can get a glimpse of their zany family lives. But in this case, America is peering into a black household, and Bernie Mac is talking right back to us.
America, let's talk.
Yeah, my sister's on drugs. That's okay. Some of your family members messed up, too. What am I supposed to do? Allow these three kids to go to the state or some foster home or some white couple? Hold on. This ain't about race. It's not about race. I just don't want to hear them talking all proper like that. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to say. Or they got to sit there and share food with 40 other kids. No, that ain't right. I'm trying to do the right thing.
Life on the Bernie Mac Show is not always pretty, but it's almost always funny. And this is where Mac deals with race, although with great subtlety. He knows that family, with its comforts and frustrations, is one thing all races have in common, and so we can all see something of ourselves in the Mac household. Unlike other TV sitcom dads, Bernie Mac is raising his sister's kids, and he runs a tight ship. There's always the suggestion that his bite actually matches the ferocity of his bark. Try to imagine Bill Cosby having this conversation while sharing margaritas with a group of stay-at-home moms.
Come on, ladies, what do you think?
Huh? Fabulous.
I'm really good.
Ma'am. What's your secret?
Well, honestly, it's an old family recipe. And if I tell you, I got the key. Good afternoon, Vanessa.
Hey. Teenagers. Would it kill them to be civil?
I've got two. And I'll be honest, sometimes I just want
to bust their head to the white meat show.
That's great. Can I use that?
You sure can.
Bust their head to the white meat show.
Oh, yeah.
If that don't work, hit him in the throat.
The Bernie Mac Show is street smart and family strong. Critics often use the word refreshing to describe the program. Bernie Mac says it's because he has maintained his own voice, and most comedians don't have that experience when working with network executives.
They kill comics. They kill comics every day. I saw how they did two of my favorite comedians, Don Rickles and Richard Pryor, who was so doggone funny. And yet they put them on TV and they watered them down. They washed them up. I had a couple of pilots where they tried to do me the same way. And I had nothing to say about it. And doing this, I said to myself that I will not allow America or Hollywood to take my voice from me.
Did they try?
No, not on this one.
Really?
No.
Because I was trying to imagine that meeting when they first looked at the script and they saw this. Wait a minute. You're going to say I'm going to bust him in the head to the white meat shows? And then you're going to have a trio of women sitting at the counter saying the same thing?
My grandfather used to say that to me, you know. I'm gonna scrub you till you bleed, you know. Keep on, man. Keep on. I'm gonna knock you out, you know. You know, I'm gonna step on it, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, and it was cold, but it was funny.
He got the point across.
Yeah, it was funny. No, Fox has been extremely good to me. The network's been very, very understanding. They let me do my thing.
I had heard that you insisted that Bernie Mac and his wife have a very loving relationship on screen, that
yes.
was very important to you.
Yes.
Why?
Because it's never shown. They're goofy. They're corny. Yes, dear. Go over there. You know, you never show true love. Rhonda, my wife there, is funny. We laugh. We play. We're affectionate. We're supportive. We argue. I just changed the name Rhonda to Wanda. But I want to show the support that he has for her and she has for him. But I want you to also see that, man, they are in love.
What did you say, Wanda?
She was wearing the thong underwear, okay?
Oh, Wanda, you know all about it. You let her go out of here like that?
It was just a little secret between us girls.
It can't be no secret, baby. Well, I'm trying to teach something right from wrong. Ain't no wiggle room with right from wrong.
Can we have a cookie?
Just no. One each.
Thanks.
See?
You know what, Bernie? I'm not their mother. You know, I like being the fun auntie.
See, just like those panty thongs. You got these kids thinking they run the show around here.
No. I just don't think there's anything wrong with those underwear.
But I do, and I feel strongly about it. That should be enough. See, you got Dessa walking around here like she don't respect my rules, because you don't. You're supposed to help me lay down the law around here. You got to help me. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Your shows always seem to have a message.
You know, a lot of comedians make the mistake of tapping in on issues and shoving it down your throat. I don't want to preach. I don't want to do that. I'm not a preacher. Maybe God said, okay, we got too many bootleg preachers around here already. Okay? Everything that I do, I tell a message, but in a joking way. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. When I had the maid scene, you know, she was Hispanic. And then when I did a little personal thing with the television, I said something that we often say about each other's culture. Hispanics are known to be hardworking people. But I found her asleep, and I was disappointed. You know, I said, she must have some black in her. You know? You know? And that's Bernie Mac.
No, see, you want to laugh, but you have to catch yourself,
right,
because
right.
I'm not sure I should laugh at
right.
this.
Right, but that's the honesty of it is where the humor comes from. And the audience is not dumb. They say it when I just said it. You know, wasn't hate with that. You know, wasn't no malice with that. It's a joke. I don't do things with malice. I don't do things to insult. I don't do things to harm or hurt anybody. I don't believe in that.
But you do talk about painful things. You talk mm-hmm. when you were working on Def Jam.
Yes, ma'am.
You talked about how African Americans are often color struck.
Mm-hmm.
That came from a place of pain. That came from your own experience.
Yes. I've been beat down by my own more than I have by any other ethnic group in the world. And I was born in 57. In the 60s and 70s, it was not popular being dark. And I didn't never get a complex from it. It made me stronger. Girls turned me down because I was dark. They had a name for me. Spooky Juice, Tar Baby, Smokey, Chocolate Crayon, you know, Cocoa, and things of that nature. And nigger was called to me by my own. I can count maybe on one hand that I was personally called nigger from any ethnic group. Those things were harmful to me in a young age. But it motivated me. That makes sense? It motivated me in such a way where can't nothing hurt me. All those things just prepared me for this day. It taught me how to dig. It taught me how to dig deep inside myself.
Are there topics that are still difficult to approach, even through comedy?
Not for me. You know, politics, I don't deal with it. But, it's all about your presentation. And a good comedian or comedian can do that. He or she knows how to deliver that. And that's our job, to take a topic and be able to present it to the world in a way where it's not degrading, that it's funny. We find some type of humor. That's our job as a comedian. And we learn from Lucille Ball, Carol Burnett, Jack Benny, Red Skelton, Johnny Carson, Jonathan Winters, Robin Williams, Billy Crystal, Milton Berle, Sid Caesar, Joey Bishop. I can go on. I've learned from all of them, and I saw how they did it. I'm gonna kill one of them kids. Oh, don't get me wrong. I love them. They my blood. I give them the shirt off my back. Talk back to me one more time. Snap, I'm gonna snap their neck off. They're too sassy. They're too grown today. They talk back too much. Yeah, I know what you're saying, Mac. I don't care what you're talking about. Bernie Mac crew, Bernie Mac beat his kids. I don't care. That's your opinion. Because you don't know the story. You don't know what went down. And they're not my kids.
Where does some of your material come from? I'm going to ground up your bones and fertilize the yard? Where does that come from?
That's something that comes from a parent's perspective. If you ever been a parent, those things that you never say, but they'll be in the back of your mind.
I am a parent.
They've been in the back of your mind.
But, you know, they stay in the back of my mind. You don't say it out loud.
But the thing, the difference is, Bernie, I say it for you, and I put it in a comic form, and it's not done with malice. But when you see it, no, he didn't. And that's what makes the comedy. Boy, I felt that way. I want to just pull your tongue out and tie it around your neck. I mean, those are things that... I think the first problem we have is we try to deny that we're human. I think the second is that we got this self-righteous attitude about us, that we don't make mistakes and we're not wrong. Yes, we are wrong. We are wrong. Your thought is just as bad as your verbal content, okay? So I think once we get over that, we'll stop being hypocrites.
Do you think that's why people laugh? Because they've had that same impulse?
You're doggone right. A lot of stuff that you see on the television show would not be going on if I had it my way or if it was back in the day. But we're not. So I have to outsmart these intelligent, overly intelligent kids today who sit and all they do is sit and play on computers and video games. And they're unhealthy as hell. And they're fat. So it's a different time.
And when you talk to that Def Jam audience and you talk about raising your voice at the kids, this is an audience that understands. This is an audience that had to go out and pick their own switch from the backyard.
Yes.
But now you're talking to a wider audience, an audience that perhaps doesn't spank their own children, mm-hmm. an audience that maybe negotiates with their children rather than raise the voice. How do you take your comedy to this audience in a way that's real and genuine and authentic and keeps them in the tent?
By telling the truth. Don't ever lose that. That's the strength of my comedy, the truth. That's what bends you over. That's what bends you back. That's what makes you put your hand over your mouth. It'll make you run down the aisle. It's the truth.
Bernie Mac.
It is I.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Bernie Mac. His television program, The Bernie Mac Show, airs tonight and every Wednesday on Fox. For more on our series of conversations with comedians, visit our website, npr.org.